As a survivor, the trial, I mean, there is not much somebody could, say. It's the, everything is clear. And this guy is a criminal, is a war criminal without a doubt. And all what I want to see is just to be persecuted and the charges. And, you know, because his act is that his crime that he committed is responsible for it, and now it's a time to be held accountable. That's all what I see, and also to not to forget those who participate in this crime also to be brought to justice, including the former president.
Were you in Darfur during the peak of the violence in 2003 and 2004? And what was it like?
Yes, absolutely. I was there. And not only that, that if I was there or not, but this crime or the killing and stealing our property, it just came to light in 2003, but activities as such were occurring since 84. But because the lack of the media, and we were kept like us in the block area, we didn't really had a chance to bring our stories out. But to answer your question, absolutely, yes, I was there when the attacks happened, which was the reason why I was forced to leave my country, and I end up in Israel, and now I'm here. But yes, I was there, and I witnessed all of this killing as well as the raping and looting of the villages. All this I experienced. I never thought that this would have had happened in my home village, but I end up seeing happen in my own village and also in my in our own house.
You survived. You get out. You were fortunate, and you have done very well for yourself. You went to Israel. You came to the US. You got an education. You have come a long way. But not many survivors of the war in Darfur have been as fortunate as you have. Tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands still living in refugee camps, IDP camps within Darfur, refugee camps in Chad, and displaced, you know, in other places, in Sudan. What are you doing to help people back home, survivors who have not been as fortunate as you are?
Again, as you state that, not a lot of my people from Darfur or survivors in particular were able to make it this far. Again, you know, and I what it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. I find that very valid. And after what I experienced, I believed in failure. It became not an option for me. So I that's how I used the struggle as a motive to be successful. And again, success is not complete yet until everyone being victim of these atrocities have his or her voice be heard. And I'm doing what I can to make their voices heard. And that's my main focus, as well as the supporting the ICC to bring all the perpetrators to justice.
For many, I have spoken to people from Darfur. With the Khoshib trial, they say there's an elephant in the room, maybe a few elephants. Former President Omar al-Bashir, Abdurrahim Mohamed Hussein, Ahmed Haroun, these people should be there as well. That's what they tell us. Because while Khoshib might have been executing orders on the ground, these people were responsible high up the chain of command. How do you feel about that, and what should be done about it?
I'm going to agree completely with them. And again, it's true. All these criminals, Ali Khoshib or Abdurrahim Mohamed Hussein, Ahmed Haroun, Khoshib, Al-Bashir, Taha, Salah Ghosh, whoever, like any person who affiliated with the previous regime, I completely believe is a criminal. If they did not participate in killing directly, they participated indirectly.
Do you think that kind of justice will be achieved one day?
It is my hope, and I strongly believe it would, because if it doesn't, then to sustain security as well as to see eventually peaceful Sudan, it would be impossible.